This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I just made a statement that's a gift to MSNBC. The rest of the White House runs scum. I said that if you take, say, Bedouins out of Saudi Arabia, and you put 500,000 of them in, say, a German city or in a region of Sweden, it would be like sticking Martians in your living room. That's how alien the cultures are from each other. And the same goes for taking 500,000 Swedes and sticking them, say, in an outskirt of Tripoli. But millions of Muslim migrants are allowed into Europe every year. And I'll be honest, if they come from, say, like Prussia, they come to Prussia in Germany, and let's say they come from Iran, I've seen the statistics, I've seen the numbers. They integrate well. Because that's been an industrial country, a modern civilization, before Europe could read and write. But the dominant culture in the Middle East, and I'm not bashing Bedouins or anything, but that's who got the power, that's who got the money, that's who runs Islam now, and that's who is basically turning the Middle East into a Stone Age hellhole. And the worst people to adapt and to work with the West are then brought over here. And a huge stinking red carpet is rolled out, and everything's supposed to be for free. Who would put up with this? Do you think Mexico would take 1 million or 2 million radical Islamicists into its country? No way. The Mexicans would burn everything down in a week. That shows how tolerant the West has become, that we would put up with this. So I wanted to talk, after we take calls, about the larger master plan of why they're opening it up, why they're doing this, and why Germany just responded on shutting its borders, and then Austria responded by closing their borders. Because, see, both have been politically correct, pointing the fingers at each other, saying, well, you won't shut your borders, so we won't shut ours. Well, Germany did it first. Hungary tried to close its borders. It couldn't. In the last couple of months, 500,000 people have poured in. It is hell on earth in many major cities, with people like the Walking Dead migrating just through the towns, through everything, robbing, stealing. And hey, if I had starving kids, I'd probably start stealing. It doesn't matter, though. I don't dislike water, as I've said 1,000 times. But if a dam breaks and I'm downstream and 100 feet of water is coming at me at 60 miles an hour, I'm going to get up above the water line. I don't dislike those poor Muslims, many of which are victims of Western policies to destabilize them. I realize they're the next wave of destabilization that we told you was coming. I mean, if Switzerland had collapsed because of radioactive meteorite crashed into it, I'd say Germany take the Swiss, because they would assimilate. But you cannot assimilate millions and millions of people from poor Middle Eastern countries that are predominantly Sunni and driven by an ideology of Wahhabist, kill the West, cut their heads off, command they convert to the, you know, or kill them with a sword. No! This is fundamentally the end of the West if they're able to do this. And so now they've closed their borders because they realize they can't even organize and assimilate the couple million extra they got, and that might mess up how they're already bringing in a couple million a year to Europe to begin with, and so they're just going to slow it down to make it look like they're doing something to then open it back up again in a couple months. But you watch, that's not even going to work. The flood has now started. They've now incentivized, and so get to the next wave is going to be like 5 million, not 2 million. It's about to swam.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on out there with the ongoing world depression that's hit the third world so hard. It hasn't hit the West as hard yet. But we see the rise of support for right-wing parties in Germany during the crisis. Hungary deployed army to stop migrants at borders. Serbian official says we are not a concentration camp when we put people in refugee camps. Egyptian billionaire identifies islands for refugee havens. Yeah, he did this a month ago. He's back out doing it now, saying it's racist that Europe isn't taking unlimited groups of people into it, so he wants to organize an island that's basically a hub to bring them even more in. It's an island right up against the coastline with Europe so that he can have the boats that go back and forth to North Africa and the Middle East and then bring them there to then get in more safely. He'll capitalize off of the huge flood of destabilization after our government, led by Hillary Clinton, the State Department, took out Gaddafi, took out Hosni Mubarak, tried to take out Assad, took out a bunch of other areas, and then blew everything up, chopped the Christians' heads off, crucified people upside down, blew up the churches, hundreds of churches alone in Egypt in the one-year rule of the West puppet were blown up, were burned. Christians murdered by the thousands. Our government quarterbacked that. And the same globalists run our government that run Europe right now opened the door up. So did that help Egypt destabilizing them, killing their tourist industry? Did that help Libya? No, they admit it's a failed state. Oh, it's a mistake Hillary made, but she didn't get in trouble. They went there to destabilize it. Same thing in Syria. But they feed off our political, geopolitical, cultural ignorance and say, gee, there are a lot of Christians getting hurt. We need to bring them into America. Well, I'll tell you this right now. I am for bringing Syrian Christians to this country because Christian Middle Easterners have been proven to be extremely integratable. In fact, Arabic Christians, statistically, you can look this up in criminology, are one of the lowest crime rate groups, one of the highest income earner groups there are. And just like Switzerland looks at the demographic, they look at, do you bring something to the table? I'll take all the brown-skinned people you got if they've proven they'll perform inside a Western country. Because it's cultural, it's not the skin color. And the Christian culture is what ended slavery. The Christian culture is what gave us liberty. It's what promoted it. In the main, in history. There were other contributing factors as well. And that's why I'm sick of hearing that Christianity's bad and Christianity's stifling openness and Christianity's, that's pure baloney. The problem is, and this was even in mainstream BBC reports, many of the refugees to get in are claiming they're Syrian when they aren't. They're Pakistani, they're, you name it, from all over the Middle East and Central Asia, Afghan. And when they get in, well, they turn right around, they're really a Muslim. And again, I'm not against Muslims. There are many Muslims that are very integratable, very hardworking. The problem is these groups demographically are the poor masses, many of which came into Syria and other areas to be part of the takeover and have now failed, so they want to come here. So a lot of them aren't Syrian and they're not Christian. They've been faking that in their asylum filings. So Glenn Beck says that he wants to smuggle them over here. He vows to smuggle them into the country. That's a World Net Daily article. But you better believe that if Beck does smuggle Christians into the country, they'll probably try to put him in jail and say, you're a trafficker in people. You are engaged in a crime of breaking our federal laws. And then Glenn Beck can defend himself and say, we have the Border Patrol on record, and we have the video shot by Infowars.com of them admitting that illegals are brought into the country, and then the Border Patrol completes the smuggling process to bring them in with vouchers. And our own government destabilized the Middle East and allowed Christians to be targeted. So we have a moral responsibility to save the Christians. They're the group that is the most targeted. Even the UN last year had a headline, Christians, most persecuted group in the world. And the article went on. It's doubled in the last 5 years to levels unseen, a true crisis. All over the world, Christians are being targeted. Why? They're not involved in wars. They're not pushing any of these agendas, but the globalists don't like them. There's a reason for that. Folks ought to ask themselves why this is happening, why this is going on. Now, there it is. There's the headline, Christianity, most persecuted faith worldwide. Okay. I want to go to your phone calls. Thank you for holding. If you just joined us, they're now declaring officially L.A. is the capital of Latin America. And that's in the Hollywood Reporter. L.A. touts itself as northern capital of Latin America for the Olympic bid 2024. Trump hammers his sanctuary city crap. That's a close quote from the Daily Mail. And jokes about replacing Obamacare with Donald Care as women cry with joy and 20,000 enthralled Texans roar for 90-minute speech. And we got Joe Biggs coming in at the bottom of the next hour. He was there to play some video and give us his take on that situation. He went up there as press. I was able to cover that yesterday. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Thank you for holding. Let's talk to Dustin. You're on the air from California.
Hey, Alex. It's Dustin. It's rainy here in California. I definitely took my Super Male Vitality today. It's my favorite InfoWars product.
Thank you.
I agree full-heartedly. I know that there's a lot of hardworking immigrants in this country. But it's the ones who come here and get the free handouts who are voting for the people giving them the free handouts. And it sucks to drive to work every day and to pay for those people that are voting against me.
They've enslaved you. The elite have made a deal with them. I mean, look in Sweden. In Sweden, 59%, 58%, of welfare payments go to immigrants, 16% to the population. And it's similar numbers here. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is slavery. You got to pay for people so they can vote illegally to make you more of their slaves, and then the big corporations get cheap labor on top of it and are exempt from most of the taxes. That's called a screw job.
And it's really hard to link out to these people, too, who get everything for free because these people aren't going to eat healthy. They're not going to get the right diet. They're going to be very easily influenced by the media, and they're not going to be able to focus on one enemy. They're going to be focusing on being racist, being feminist, being all these different segregations. You know, they're going to have a
identity politics. Absolutely.
I have a small family, one son and my fiance, and we eat healthy every day, and it's not hard to see what's going on in the world if you really look for your own news. And it's hard to branch out to people who don't pay attention to what they put in their bodies. It's really hard.
Believe me, I've gotten a lot better than I was 5-6 years ago, but I'm still don't take care of myself some. And it's just so essential that all of us try to drink healthy, clean water, eat non-GMO, and get exercise, and also spiritually get right with God. I'm not lecturing anybody. I'm just saying I know that's the right path, and just the little bit I've done to turn that direction has been life-changing. God bless you, Dustin. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to William in New York. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, I got some disconcerting news today. My sister, who is an avid lookout for anything to do protecting her children in school, came across a Facebook post that was given to her. And this has to do with the Philadelphia Catholic School District issuing a warning to parents, preparing them for vocabulary like something called lockdown. And what they're classifying lockdown is shutting down the school, keeping all the students inside the school without giving any kind of permission to parents to pick them up, and guarding the school with fire department officials or police department to guard it, keeping their...
Yeah, they're expanding citywide lockdowns to government buildings and schools, but now to private schools for a car backfiring or a guy putting a rifle in his car for deer hunting, constant freaking out, constant false alarms, to train us that we can be locked down and have our rights taken, and the cops go door-to-door and confiscate the guns. That's being run out of D.C. We saw that, of course, in Boston. We've seen that in other areas. It's not effective. It doesn't ever catch anybody. But it does train the public to live under martial law, and it conditions the police for that. And now the New York City is prepping security for the Pope's visit. The Wall Street Journal reports and testing lockdowns, you name it, with the military over the police. And again, I'm not bashing the military or the police themselves. I'm bashing the mission that's unconstitutional. And they got Michael McCall, the congressman out, the Republican, saying we've got to, have bigger budgets and more. We're not ready to protect the Pope. The Pope sits on trillions of dollars in assets. The Pope lobbies us all day about how we should pay more taxes and have more illegals come in. The Catholic Church, it's its own sovereign state, needs to pay for Pope coming. Okay, and that's what this comes down to. I don't mean to be ranting. Go ahead.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, I've been also keeping aware of that. We are, you know, keeping an eye out on what's happening in New York. Unfortunately, you know, we're on Long Island, and that's not no more than 50 miles from the center of the city. And if anything ever did happen that was major, you know, that's one thing that I always explain to my family. You know, in the good day of traffic over here, it would take 2 hours to get out of the city. Imagine if it was on a lockdown. It would take us a week walking on foot, going through, you know, who knows what kind of territory that would become out there.
Absolutely.
And
brother, let me give you the rest of the story when we come back. I'm going to come back and finish up with you, then we'll go to Larry and others. The rest of the story of what a lockdown really is.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from Fortress Survival LLC. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the lockdowns started after Columbine. They were over the schools. Then it was a neighborhood around the school. Then it was a part of the city. And then it was half the city. All it is a giant governmental power grab. It doesn't even work for its supposed directive to capture whoever the shooter is. But it is a government precursor to martial law, just like we have seen with the TSA and the feds and the airports. And now the TSA is on the street with Viper teams all over the country. When I would tell people they were coming 14 years ago, because I watched a C-SPAN two-hour hearing about it, that they would then decide if you could have a job or not in the future, maybe the new national police force, people laughed at me. Folks aren't laughing now. Major highway closures in Philadelphia and other states as his lordship, the Pope, comes to town. By the way, when he's in Latin America, they don't close big roads for him. But here in America, he's going to be called His Excellency and all the rest of this. And I'm not a Catholic basher. Everybody knows that. A lot of Catholic friends. I judge a tree by its fruits. A lot of great people I know are Catholics. Most Catholics I know literally think this guy's the Antichrist. In fact, it's the Catholics that are, like, congratulating me and thanking me in letters and emails saying, thank you. You know, we understand you just don't think all Catholics are devils. You're not judging people. You understand there's been a lot of good in the church. A lot of people that, you know, fought for rights and fought against slavery and, you know, fought against abortion. But, man, the Catholic Church today, I mean, even their top people are getting removed or demoted because they're speaking out against Pope Francis, who is just so bad. I mean, might as well have Fidel Castro as president. And that's why they brought him to Cuba, this new pope. There's never been a pope come to Cuba since it fell to communism. He could probably teach Fidel more about communism than Fidel knows. I don't want to be on a rant. I want to go to Larry and Truth Raider and Emok and Mark and everybody that's coming up. Larry Pratt's popping in for like 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to go back to your calls and get to more news. But that's what the lockdowns are. And I'm worried about the leadership. I'm not saying the police want to get you or the military. It's the police and military that realize what this really is. This is conditioning everyone to military-level groups of police and military regalia, shutting everything down. And it's only effective in controlling large groups for shutting down cities. It has nothing to do with capturing bad guys. Capturing bad guys is getting leads, getting what people look like, talking to the public, the real eyes and ears. But if you think locking down half of Boston is going to catch the supposed bomber, it didn't catch him. Putting out the description did. He was in the boat outside the cordon. And it turned out he himself was set up. I know it's all patriotic to go, oh, kill him. You know, death penalty, he deserves it, that little guy. They cut his throat out when they got him out of that boat. They shot that boat up like 500-plus rounds trying to kill him because the orders were, we don't want him to testify. Then he told everybody, I'm innocent. So they had his lawyer come out and say, he's really guilty. Why, with lawyers like that, who needs a prosecutor? And you got a defense lawyer like that. His brother worked for the CIA as a serious operative, and the Russians blew his cover 2 years for the Boston bombing in their newspaper. They went to the FBI, and they said, why does he have a fake name, and why do you let him fly under it? And the CIA and FBI lied and said, we'd never watched them, we're never aware of them, when it turned out they knew exactly who they were, and they were protected. Now, were they triple agents? Did they actually carry out the bombing? Had they been flipped to Islamic State before it was even called that? Maybe. Maybe that's it. Maybe they are the real bombers. I know this. You're lying about what really happened, government. Shame on you. Let's go ahead and go back. He just hung up from New York. I guess I answered his question about the cordoning. I just wanted to elaborate on that because it's a big deal. It's a blockade. This is blockade training. This is cordoning. This is shutdown of city training. We don't have time to go to calls yet. I'll go to calls after Larry Pratt leaves us. Got some updates on new attacks on the Second Amendment. Plus, this great new video that Ja'Kari Jackson did a radio report on. Miss Carolina, South Carolina, blast holes through anti-gun question. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to Wall Street, latest panic. Trump could win. as if Trump would hurt Wall Street. Free market cutting taxes would make Wall Street surge. But the globalists don't want basically a type of QE. That's what cutting taxes does. It's a healthy form of QE delivered to the people. They don't want a tax break to you to build your own architecture of systems. They have power by turning little people's money off and then turning the insiders' money up. That's how they control the whole paradigm. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet.
The desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few, we left it to. He only did what he had to do.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live.
And now he's growing old.
That's Merle Haggard bringing us in. The head of Gunners of America, the only no-compromise gun group, the gun group who Ted Nugent, NRA board member, agrees with me, got the NRA back on track. That's one of the greatest accomplishments I think ever of gun owners of America, is they bulldogged them nicely. And I pressured Pratt and others, who was very gentlemanly, more than a decade ago to go after the NRA. And he thought about it for a few years, talked to their board, and he actually did it. So I'm not taking credit. I'm just saying, when I get mad at Rand Paul and say he should be more aggressive and sound more like Trump, it's because I love Rand Paul. I know he's for real. I support him. I want him to win. I trust him. But I know he's listening to more milquetoast political advisors that say that Trump's going to get destroyed in a general election because he's too extreme. He's not extreme. I don't know if I trust Trump or not. I don't know him. But I do know what he's saying is true, and that's why he's so popular. I want to first get Larry's take on something exciting. Now, we have a video on InfoWars.com, and Don Salazar wrote about it. Miss South Carolina blasts holes through anti-gun question. If we teach people the right way to use guns, then we will reduce the risk. And it's not a super hardcore Second Amendment statement like, you know, guns don't kill people, people do. Well, statistics show more armed states have less crime. A statement I would have made, but still, compared to the usually the anti-gun rhetoric that they program into these ladies, they tell them that's the right way to answer, it's beautiful. And compared to, that Miss South Carolina that time, who was talking about how do we help South Africa or whatever, and she wasn't even able to speak, it's very, very refreshing. So here's that clip.
America loves our Second Amendment, but gun violence continues to be a tragic problem. Do you support a ban on military-style assault weapons?
I don't, but I think it's because we need to increase education. We have to go back there. If we teach people the proper way to use guns, then we will reduce the risk of having gun-related gun-related accidents. It starts with education.
And they love it, of course.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You know, the lady that asked the anti-gun question, I'm not going to call her name, because she was given a pre-written question. That's on record. But it shows how forever all these pageants have this anti-liberty bent to them, in every case. So they ask the question like, well, I know the Second Amendment, you know, Americans love it, but what about all these deaths? Like, it's causing it. When the deaths are flat, overall gun violence is way down. I mean, that would have been a real question. Where do you stand on the Second Amendment would have been a fair question. Then she could say what she really thought. Do you know what it is? Are you for it? Are you against it? Do you have mixed views? That's a fair question. Where do you stand on the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment? Not some slanted question. I will say, though, that lady asking the question looks like the idiot from South Carolina that time who didn't know which end was up. Can we find that clip of her for later, for Larry Pratt leaves us? Well, again, the number one battler for the right to keep and bear arms in the country, a very humble man as well, joins us via video Skype until the hour ends. I'm going back to your calls and news, folks. That's Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. We'll put their website up on screen for TV viewers, but gunowners.org. Larry, what's your take on that clip we just played?
Alex, good to be with you. I think you're right in your assessment. The gal did rather well considering everything, the environment that she's in. What she probably knew what was expected of her. And when she gave an answer that she did, I was very encouraged that, my goodness, not only is she a very attractive woman, but she's got a brain in her head.
And that seems to kind of be rare at these pageants.
That's not the premium quality they seem to be looking for, no. Especially not if she comes in speaking like Annie Oakley.
Again, Larry Pratt joins us, gunowners.org, Gunowners of America. Larry, I want to just hear from you what's front and center on your radar, what you think the biggest bad things happening for the right to self-defense are, what the good things and bad things that are happening. And I also want to talk about this move to use VA systems against Social Security recipients and where that's going.
Well, Alex, this is the same kind of thing at the VA that we first saw, and you and I talked about it years ago under George Bush when what we had dubbed the Veterans Disarmament Act, the so-called NICS Enhancement Act, And we said they're going to use medical diagnoses that have nothing to do with the person being violent to himself or others, which is the trigger words in the language of the bill. And certainly there won't be any due process of a court proceeding where your lawyer squares off against the prosecutor and your witnesses against theirs. None of that. It's just some shrink or some other medical worker says, well, it looks like he's got PTSD. Let's put that down. And a lot of times that serves as the trigger to keep people from getting guns, even though the overwhelming number of people who have PTSD are not violent to other people at all. I knew a guy in the military. He'd been in combat. And when he was back home, at least when he was back home, I don't know if it started before, but he told me, he said sometimes he'd wake up in the middle of the night in a panic, grab his pistol that he had by his bed, get into the corner of the room, hunker down, and clear the room, as it were, you know, with his pistol, moving it back and forth. When he saw that there wasn't anybody there, after all, then he put the pistol back on the table and went back to bed. Never hurt anybody. And that's probably about as scary as it gets with most PTSD. And yet they're using that as the reason to say, you can't have a gun, you can't have a concealed carry permit, you're finished with the Second Amendment, bud.
Well, most of the family I've known and people that were in heavy combat, when they first come back, and maybe just 2 weeks out of battles, they hear a car backfire or whatever, they jump under the table.
Sure.
Sure, they may kind of carry their gun around with them for a while just because they came out of that area. But in a few months, they usually totally get calm and are okay after that. But the point is, you can't take their guns away just because they've been through this process.
No. And, of course, as a sidebar, if they live on the Mexican border in places in Arizona, they're going to carry their gun with them everywhere they go, including the bathroom, because they never know when their house is going to be assaulted. And this is a change from, as I've been told, I interviewed one of the ranchers that owns property down there some time ago on my one-hour show, by the way, on Genesis as well. Not to be compared with Alex Jones, but at least I'm on the same
number. Brother, listen, we need to multiply our numbers. I love what you're doing. Plug that show at GCNlive.com. There's links to it at gunowners.org. Listen to Gun Owners of America. Tune into their show and spread the word and get it on this same station. Ask all of our affiliates to pick it up.
You bet. That'd be great if they would. We're on Saturdays twice. It's made available on Saturday. And anyway, this gal was very clear that it's a war zone where she is. The government has given up. They know there's a tunnel under her property with air conditioning being used for people smuggling and all other kinds of smuggling. And they're not doing anything about it.
Incredible. Again, the head of Gunners of America, Larry Pratt's with us. I saw they came out a month and a half ago and said, we want to start targeting Social Security recipients. If they even take a money transfer, that means that they are psychologically inept. That means we can basically declare them without a court trial or anything, basically handicapped where they can't have a gun. And the FBI even warned that this was overly broad. Obviously, that's putting it lightly. And then I heard Congress wrote Obama a letter saying, don't direct them to do this. I know you're up on the Hill all the time. What's the latest on the move to disarm Social Security recipients?
Alex, I think that's going to stumble. The president's tried other administrative approaches to putting a lasso around the Second Amendment's neck. And so far, pushback has been pretty extreme. He can get away with certain things because they don't have the visibility that the Second Amendment has. But, there are other hot-button issues like abortion, but people that are opposed to abortion typically are not having an abortion. But people who defend the Second Amendment are defending their property. And when the Democrats primarily, but sometimes the Republicans, start talking about additional restrictions and whatnot, or guns that they want to take away, they're talking about what people actually own. And I think in addition to the understanding that many gun owners have of the constitutional role of gun ownership, it's that personal element of that's my property.
Looking at the positive fronts, and then I want to get back into some of the attacks they're launching, what's some of the positive Second Amendment news you've got, Larry?
Well, we're seeing in a number of states, counties, even whole states like Kansas, telling the feds, if you do something beyond what the Second Amendment permits you in this county, in this state, we'll put you in jail. And there are some other issues, whether it's the Food and Drug Administration telling farmers what kind of milk they can produce or whatever. But the same kind of confrontation has been occurring in some of these places.
That's right. And the states are really starting to push back against federal tyranny.
And the feds are backing down. The feds have yet to call anybody on that. They have, even out at the Bunkerville, Nevada ranch, the Clive and Bundy ranch, when enough Americans gathered there, initially from around the ranch, but then from states around the country, the feds said, never mind, and backed off. So far, they realize that their force, if it's met in a credible fashion by an armed citizenry, they're not going to be able to do anything, at least.
And let's be clear. This is open criminal power grab in the Bundy case, running off 300-plus other families that have been there since 1878 that had the grazing rights. Doesn't matter if the media lied. They had some federal judge say he null and voids all that. Common law says that's a fraud. And they wanted to run off the last farmer to use it as an easement for Chinese solar panels. And they play all these games with, and it was tyranny. People saw it, and they didn't want to have a new Bunker Hill out in the middle of the desert with cowboys. That's not the optics they wanted. It shows that they know the American people are so fed up and so angry that if they have the shot heard around the world in the wrong optics, it's going to lead to their downfall. And I don't want to have a physical war, but at some point, Larry, we just can't be completely run over.
Well, and so far, people have credibly told the feds, you better not. And the feds get the message, that's what the Second Amendment's all about. And so, at the moment, the Second Amendment is doing the job it was intended to do, telling the feds, here and no farther. And I think that, to me, that says our country still has a pulse. And I'm delighted to see these kinds of things.
Well, watching the news, and I agree that's very positive news, I concur, I've seen that myself, but the bad news is clearly the propaganda is accelerating in TV, print, media, movies. There's a new anti-gun push. They've got this new angle of all these fake scientists coming out trying to demonize the evidence that more guns means less crime. That seems to be another assault. Obama's promised a bunch of other extrajudicial, under-the-table attacks. What's the bad news?
Well, the bad news, of course, is if we don't push back on this, then Obama's likely to be able to pull something off. I'm convinced he's going to do everything he possibly conceivably can in his remaining months in office. We're going to see the full Obama, and it's not going to be very pretty. If we all thought, I believe, that we were watching a hard-left socialist in action in his first years in office. Now that he doesn't have any elections to run again, probably ever in his life in the future, and his party isn't going to have to run with him on the ticket ever again either, they're going to be all in. And I think it's going to be a very desperate fight that we're engaged in until January of 2017.
And boy, if there's any tragedy, and tragedies happen in a country with 330 million people, if there is a tragedy, we know they're going to use it. We know they're going to try to blame all gun owners collectively that we're involved in it. We've got to be ready to fight that next wave.
We've got to be ready. And that is the bottom line. It's just like those Minutemen in Lexington, Massachusetts. We've got to be ready at a minute's notice to come to the defense of, as it was at Clive and Bundy, or be a milk producer in Elkhart County, Indiana. Could be anywhere where the government thinks they might have an advantage, the ability to pull it off. Maybe it's not a major media center, and somehow they can get away with it. One of the things that impressed me about our technology is that on that Bundy ranch, which is about as far from anywhere as you can get, there's certainly no internet Wi-Fi on that ranch. Somebody was able to set up equipment so that they actually had simulcasts of what were going on. And I think that, and the fact that a TV station was able to use similar technology, that put enough light on the evil deeds of darkness that the feds were up to, that they finally realized if we do something, it's going to be on live television, and we probably can't get away with it.
They got away with it a little bit at Waco, Ruby Ridge. This time they wouldn't have gotten away with it. They knew it, so Harry Reid comes out and calls the people involved domestic terrorists. I think they've jumped the sharks. They've gone a bridge too far. I want to ask you about this tidbit of positive news. Coming to the militaries, we know it's in Army Times, the last 6-7 years saying the founders are bad, gun owners are bad, Christians are bad, the Tea Party's your new enemy, prepare for domestic war, here are armored vehicles, the local police, that for every police department that says we want to fight with the Tea Party, there's another 50 police departments that know the Tea Party's not their enemy. When the Democrats are represented by, you know, kill the police, Black Lives Matter groups, and I have seen a huge wake up in the military and the police the last few years to just a ridiculous level now. They really understand that there are people running Washington that really want to hurt this country and really want to hurt them. And I think the programming they tried to give the police and military has blown up in their face.
I would agree with that assessment. Here in Washington, you have contact with a lot of different people in the government, and they tend to have that very same assessment. I've talked to people in other parts of the country, same takeaway, that, yeah, there'll be a few that will be just following orders, but most of the rest realize I didn't take an oath to uphold Barack Obama or whoever else is president. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And that's the big stumbling block for any wannabe tyrant, that most of those that they employ with guns aren't going to do something that they knowingly have seen is unconstitutional. And I think Waco and other tragedies like that have brought greater clarity to the understanding that a lot of our men under arms have seen. And I believe they would bring that to the table if anybody in government really went so far as to try to impose some kind of military arms solution in this country. Just don't think it's going to take.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to let you go here in just a moment. Go back to calls. Gunowners.org. Larry Pratt, the head of Gunowners of America, is our guest. I raised this earlier. I remember getting you on 20 years ago, getting you on 16, 17 years ago, and you wouldn't do it. But I guess it was about 10 years ago, I begged you on air probably for the 10th time. I said, Larry, look, you know the NRA board's getting filled with some really bad people. They're not defending the Second Amendment. They're not getting aggressive. Heston has left. He was doing a great job. But they've gotten really soft since he, you know, left and then died. And I know Ted Nugent's in there. He's great. Can you get your hardcore group, the second largest group in the country, no compromises, Ron Paul has said, the only group at the time that was holding stuff back by just a hair. I said, can you go after the NRA and, you know, really explain some of the history of times they've done bad stuff, to show their supporters that your real activism is in making sure this giant organization is truly in the fight? Because, you know, they're intimidating board members. They were doing all sorts of stuff behind the scenes. There's more than one way to skin a cat. They want our guns, folks, so they go after our representatives. And so you're the watcher on the wall, keeping them honest. You wrote a big article showing their good history and their bad history. You called for them to get hardcore. I don't remember the name of the article. Maybe you should remind me. And they really changed in the next 3-4 years to be in a pretty good organization now overall, in my view. Correct me if I'm wrong. But can you speak to that? Because I think, yep, the greatest accomplishment of gun owners is that in a gentlemanly way, you guys really kind of caused a positive coup inside the NRA. Is that not accurate?
I think there's some truth to that. And in any case, when they have a tendency any given time to go off the rails, Gun Owners has now gotten to the size that we can focus on the NRA itself as if they were just another politician, which sometimes they kind of behave like. And when they get enough heat from their own members, they behave just like another politician. And they come around to what it is that folks are asking them to do. Case in point was post-Sandy Hook. The NRA was supporting an expansion of the background check, which is really nothing more than the enabling the government to have a registration list of all gun owners. And they did a 180 on that when we asked our members to email and telephone a guy at the NRA. His phone must have turned to green smoke, because a week after we started that campaign, they said, no, we're against the Toomey Manchin bill. We're against the expansion of the background check. Of course, they wrote the initial background check, but they backed off because they felt the heat. And like old Senator Dirksen was fond of saying, when I feel the heat, I see the light.
What would you say about their overall composition now? Am I accurate in saying they're better than they were 10 years ago?
Oh, definitely. There's much more an awareness that they are a Second Amendment organization. They continue to provide wonderful services for target shooting and all those kinds of shooting sports. But they understand that all that goes away if they don't defend the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment requires an adversarial relationship with the federal government. The Second Amendment says, federal government, you can go here and no farther. And if you try, then the Second Amendment comes into play. To put it a little bit more crudely, we'll point our guns at you if you try to act tyrannically.
In the Declaration of Independence, in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. The war started over them coming to take the guns. Doesn't matter how many quack professors they pay from Bloomberg to write books claiming it wasn't about guns. It was all about self-defense. It's always about self-defense. It's always about being free. And to look at the NRA doing a lot better job today, we're finally on the offensive. Yeah. We're not compromising. People understand, oh, I can't give in to you because you never give in. We're not really compromising. They were always pushing us, pushing us, pushing us. And now, as Democratic Party websites have admitted in news articles, radical groups like gun owners, this small extreme fringe, in their words, is driving the NRA and driving Republican politics. And what do we do about them? Well, the truth is we're not radical.
No.
This is what America is. It's what it's founded on. Our forebears had to fight the biggest empire in the world that no one had ever defeated to have these rights, folks. It was paid for in buckets and buckets and buckets of blood and guts. And America isn't perfect, but compared to other nations, it's incredible. And I'm so proud of America, and I'm so proud of Larry Pratt and all the gun owners, members. Everybody who isn't a member should go join today. If you're not a member, at least sign up for the free alerts. Because, folks, we have been on a razor's edge of losing this battle so many times, and Larry Pratt and his folks up on the Hill every day have turned the tide. And so I don't do this with hardly any other guest, but I'm telling you, if you don't get behind Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, you are actually working for the enemy. It comes down to that. Larry Pratt, closing comment.
Well, Alex, I want to thank you very much for that kind of an endorsement, because that really means a lot. And I think if people will just realize that, yeah, they're only one voice, and maybe it's only one email that's going to go to their one congressman, but when they're working with thousands of other people doing the same thing, that's what turns these big issues around our way. We have won and we can win. It just requires people putting their shoulder to the oar, and you get enough shoulders on that oar and it moves.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much, Larry Pratt. We'll talk to you soon.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. I'm going to be honest, I got a little tear in my eye there, because you realize we're being enslaved. We're losing everything. They're debasing our currency. Our borders are gone. There is a plan to bring us into a one-world oppressive government. But the one thing that is growing is the people's resistance. And the polls show it. We're defeating the abortion people. We're defeating the gun grabbers. And we're in a serious battle. They're having some victories. But overall, we are growing. We're having more victories than them. That's why they're fighting so hard. The enemy is in a death struggle right now with us. We got them down. We're just, by sheer will, just crushing them into the stone. They got all their weapons, all their propaganda. It doesn't matter. Sheer will move through the enemy and is absolutely unstoppable. But you got to set your will against them, and you got to admit these people are the scum of the earth. They got all their own bodyguards. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself. They are filth who want to prey on you and your family at the end of the day. I didn't plug anything hardly today, earlier or now. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We got the great supplements, a lot of them back in stock, like Knockout. A great sleep aid, all natural, just incredible. We got more Brain Force back in. Deep Cleanse is going to sell out soon. InfoWarsLife.com. And by the way, we're doing a 28-hour live broadcast that kicks off at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-313.